sometime,
they're the best ones, aren't they?
Sometime when you're sitting around and you played all the tunes you can think of, why, listen to that, and if you got tape somewhere, and start on.
What'd you call that one, Elvis?
Hannard's Springhouse.
Hannard at the Springhouse. How about a playing All Young?
Start it, man. This guy's some off course. Comes down to my house once in a while. He's got a bunch of tapes. He came down there once then, and I didn't know he even knew them. And here he come in there playing them all over the place.
How about playing The Lost Girl?
The Lost Girl. Now, this is a nice piece. It's hard to play.
I know.
Got to give it time.
Thank you.
hard piece of pipe.
He missed the ball with those, so that's really nice to me. Does he play Sheldon Rock or Shanghai or?
Play some of that.
Yeah, very good. Not very good.
Which one?
Which one?
Does your other kid fiddle in cross tuning?
Yeah.
You want to play that? Play some of those Piney Mountains?
Yeah, give me a try that. That's my Sally Goodman fiddle. I tuned that for Sledge.
Okay.
Oh, I left the old Sledge.
Tell them about it a little bit. Tell them where you learned it.
You play Sledge?
What? I've heard you play it. What key are you in?
Oh, I don't know. Sledge key.
Okay. If it was tuned, it's tuned. A, E, A, D.
It's not Black Mountain Rag tuning. It's between there. I don't know what.
This is about the only tune played in this key.
I can play Patty Run. Run Patty, huh? What is the name of that?
Patty Roller?
Patty Roller Run. Let's see. Let me play it first. Sledge. Been a lot of contests winning over this. Old man McElwain used to play it all the time. He was the champion of this state.
Did you go to his place to learn?
Yeah,
this?
I went down to his place. He lived in Webster County. Little Yankee framed house. I went up there. I saw him, and I used to work with the fair. I went with the fair from Braxton County to Dunbar, West Virginia. That's Kanawha County. I worked in a little shop where they shot cigarettes off, and I was just a young lad then, 16, I think. And I had my fiddle with me, sitting in the corner, and this old fella come along, and he had something under his arm and a poke, and he got to watching around. He stood around there a good little bit, and directly said to me, he said, "Is that a fiddle in that case over there?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Can you play?" And I said, "Yeah, a little bit. I'm learning." He said, "Well, would you play me a tune?" I said, "Well, I'm busy right now. As soon as the crowd gets away from here, I'll play for you." I was pretty bashful. I really didn't know who he was. But directly he said to me, he said, "I played a tune or two for him." And he said, "Who were you?" And I said, "I'm Melvin Wine." He said, "Are you Bob Wine's son?" I said, "Yeah, I am." Well, he said, "I know him, but I've played with him." Said, "He's a fine fiddler." He said, "I'm Jack McElwain." Well, that surprised me, you know. And I said, "Well, I knew he was a champion then." I said, "Well, my dad talked about you a good bit." He said, "Would you come up to Clendenin tonight?" That's this side of Charleston, a ways. "And play in a contest?" I said, "I've got to go home this evening." Well, he said, "I'll tell you what, if you'll get away and stay over," he said, "if you don't win a prize up there, I'll give you a $20 gold piece." They had a lot of gold in them days. And, oh, but I wanted to go, but I couldn't get. But then years later, I went up to his home after I'd learned to play right smart. And I went up to his home, and my dad played old Sledge. And so I wasn't exactly satisfied the way right. So I went up to his place, and I learned from him too. So I put them together, and it made a fine piece. I'd like for you to listen to it. Maybe sometime you'll learn it. Old Sledge. Thank you. Got a lot of back note in there. It's hard to get.
I don't know if I was tuned up to that fiddle.
One more time. Place on my bow, I noticed it's a slip in there, huh?
Wanna play Jimmy Johnson?
Them keys have been on there 7 years.
You kidding, really?
60. Has a picture on it. It's real cold that morning. There's snow on the ground and everything, but we named it after this piece. This is a cold, frosty morning. Cold, frosty morning. Now, if you ever see that somewhere, that's the name of it. It's a dark album, but there's a picture. And they're feeding the cattle, huh? frosty this morning. Tell you what on Jerry there. You know him, don't you? Everybody knows Jerry? He went with me down to Morgantown, the fiddler's contest one night. And they always talk to you, though, a little bit there about where you learned and how you learned. And they asked him how he learned and what he learned. Well, they said he learned the most that he knowed about from Melvin Wine, and here he beat me. How come? I've had it in frame ever since.
He probably played old sledge before you, too.
Melvin, you play the Ute Piney Mountain a little bit different than most people. Why don't you play that?
Okay, Ute Piney Mountain. You all know that? You know it, don't you?
A little bit. You start and I'll try.
You're acting
to play.
Like you're not ready.
Play me a little Jimmy Johnson.
That's pepped up a little.
Bring him.
I played that old slow way, you know, Piney Mountain. I was hauling fruit from Romney and came in with a load one evening and the boys was playing on the porch. And I got up and got to playing and I had it made a fiddle of that, huh? Lord, that's Jimmy Johnson.
Just try it.
Down.
Sounds better anyway.
Just down. Jimmy Johnson.
Across people who maybe played music and maybe were pretty good players, and then they got to go into church and they all of a sudden would quit playing music. And I know you're a real deep religious man. I was just wondering how you felt about that. Could you tell us how you think about that?
Well, I did. I quit playing for 15 or 20 years, probably. Just once, very often I play. The reason I quit, I used to play for square dances. I played for 6 days and nights. And my arm would swell over my fiddle and set again out there. You'd see a lot of bad things happen around dances, you know, dances. People drunk a lot. They made moonshine them days. Back in the hills where I lived, a lot of bad things happened. I've seen people get killed in places like that, and I've seen people just fall dead. And it excited me, kind of, and I think, well, when I got saved, and the Lord forgave my sins, and I had a new heart, well, I just felt kind of bad to go out, you know, and play like that. So I just quit. We got a granddaughter when she was 10 days old, and my wife was in 4-H a lot, and she left me to babysit. Hey, that baby squall a lot of times. You know how they do, don't you? So I got to playing the fiddle to keep her quiet. First thing I know, she liked that, and I did too. Right back into it went. Well, I think, well, that's a gift to me.